DOS, KG4PFI. KG4PFI, clear.
COX mobile.
You call sign, but this is KG4PFI.
PFI, November 6, Charlie, Lima X-ray.
Okay. I'm just testing this little radio out. A fella gave it to me. And I'm down here in my little building or shop, I call it. And I just hooked it up. I thought I'd see if it would still work. And it looks like it is, because you're talking to me.
My favorite kind of equipment.
It's a little ICOM, I think, is what it is. I don't know what the numbers is on it. I never did look at it that close.
That's free.
Yeah, that's the kind you like too, ain't it? Let me look at this thing. It's an IC2100, a little 2 meter.
I think it's got nice modulation. Sounds good here, at least.
Okay, well, I'm down here in Piedmont. I don't know your location.
Just going from work to the QTH. I'm on 85, going from Spartanburg back over to Greenville County.
Well, good luck if you're on 85. I hate to get on 85. If I can avoid it, I will, but it's just, I think every crazy person that ever decide to drive a car gets on 85.
I have a new used car. Toyota Avalon. It seems like old guys drive it. So I just put on cruise control and they can pass me if they want. And I don't seem to have too many get angry at me because they expect me to drive slow.
My brother-in-law was driving a car in the rain and had it on cruise control. And he went across this little bridge and the water had piled up in the middle of the bridge about, an inch. He went across there, and that thing swapped ends with him. Banged up the back of his car, and then it banged up the front of his car, and scared him to death, but he didn't get hurt.
I'm glad my wife's not around to hear that story. I'd never hear the end of it.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you coming back to me. I just hooked this thing up and hooked a little pyramid phase 3, I think is what it is. Little 13.8-amp, 10-amp power supply to power it up. Seemed like it's working.
And I think that pyramid is I forget what I was going to say. But anyway, it's one of those light in weight power supplies that uses the frequency conversion.
Yeah, I don't know what's in it. In fact, I picked it up at the flea market one time, and the fella that had it didn't even know what it was. I put it down here in my shop, and it's been down here for, Lord, I don't know how long, four or five years at least. I got it out and blew the dust off of it and fired it up, and it seemed to work, so I hooked it up.
You got all sorts of good deals going on. This is N6 Elect, and the name here is Mike, by the way.
Yeah, the name here is Don, Delta Oscar November.
I'm in here most days. Lately, though, I've just been kind of not wanting to be radioactive, just to be listening.
Well, that's okay, too. I do the same thing. I used to call the net on the bars net there on this frequency on Wednesday night. I think KI4DOS, he calls it now. I pawned it off on him, and he didn't like it to start with, but he's still doing it. Does a swap net.
Well, now I'm getting up where the traffic ought to be slowing down, so I better pay attention.
All right, you do that, because we don't want anybody to get hurt just because they're talking on the radio. Nice talking to you. Maybe we'll talk again sometime. KG4PFI, and I'm clear, and I'm going back in the house. It's hot out here.
All right, Don. KG4PFI, N6PLX. I'll be monitoring.